Hey everyone, welcome to Tossed Salads and Scrambled Eggs, a Frasier podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Diana.
And we're going to talk about Frasier. All of Frasier, everything. This is the pilot episode, and we're going to discuss the pilot episode.
You said we were going to talk about everything.
Everything. All of creation, primarily Frasier, but possibly all of everything. I throw a little string theory in there and some...
I like string cheese theory.
I'm a big fan of string cheese theory. I've got all their albums. What was that? String Cheese Incident, right? That's the band? I don't know. Anyway, welcome to our Frasier podcast.
We watch Frasier!
We watch Frasier, and we talk about Frasier, and it's fun.
It's a Frasierist. I don't know what happened now. Can we just start?
We're going to start, yes.
Okay, let's get to it.
The chapter. All right. Right at the beginning. The first chapter. First chapter. Yeah.
When Frasier walks in, he's wearing chaps.
Turns out he's a biker.
A biker? Yeah, oh, I thought he meant like spandex.
Yeah, he's a cyclist. He just finished the Tour de France in his leather chaps and nothing else.
Okay.
Welcome to the Frasier podcast, where we talk about Kelsey Grammer and leather chaps.
If Kelsey was listening, he's no longer.
I'm sure he was. He's constantly just Googling everything to do with Frasier, and every time a new thing pops up, he's like, I gotta check this out. So he's gonna find us immediately.
And then immediately stop listening.
Probably.
All right, so let's get into
it. Or draw some fan art of himself.
Oh, Kelsey. We're waiting that fan art.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So,
this episode's called The Good Son, mm-hmm. And if you've ever watched Frasier, if you haven't, there's little title sections to break up the episode, and so the first one's The Job. What is that job that he does?
He's a cyclist, but also a talk radio psychiatrist. But he does it from his bike.
Is he a psychiatrist or a psychologist?
He's a psychiatrist. Like, there's definitely a line where Niles refers to his thing as pop psychiatry. I remember noticing that and thinking, okay, it's not pipe psychology, which is what Mario's psychologist does. It's pop psychiatry. Which is what Frasier does, yes.
So, how do you think it's going on his new job? By the way, it's new because, you see, he just moved there.
Yes.
From Boston.
We're coming to you live from... Not exactly live.
Oh, I didn't know what you were referencing. I thought you were trying to do, like, a line from the show.
No. I just, like, we're, like... His radio show is live from Seattle, and we're not live from Boston. We're not alive. We're undead from Boston. This is the zombie podcast, and
about Frasier's brains.
That's why we like psychiatrists, because they make sure the brains are healthy and good for eating.
Okay, so. This is where we first get introduced to Roz. How do you like her?
Well, it is...
She's the sound engineer.
Yes, and also the breathiest, sexiest voice I've ever heard in my life when she's first introduced to the show.
She's just always like that.
But, like, more so than,
she was
like,
playing it up. She was definitely playing it up. And she definitely plays it up sometimes in other episodes.
Right. Sounds like she's trying to sleep with Frasier, though. Like, the first line that she says in the show.
Yes, Dr. Crane.
That's just her voice.
It is kind of just her voice. I think it's interesting, because she tries to avoid, like, talking about how bad Frasier is at his job, but she's not actually that good either, I don't think, because she
doesn't... Well, she doesn't seem to care about it, because she doesn't think that the show is gonna make it.
Right. Yes.
She doesn't really have faith in Frasier's abilities right now.
Right. But she's also not helping.
Which is not saying it actually gets better.
Not really.
But we're not, like, gonna give spoilers. We're just saying generalizations.
Right. But, like, she does... So, like, you know, the whole thing with the first thing is that he gets cut off in the one call that we hear, but, like, she tells him, we've got time. And the thing gets cut off literally, like, 15 seconds later. But she agrees, oh, yeah, we've got time to do this call. So, like, right. she's not exactly trying very hard right. either, you know? So, but, yeah, so Roz, she's sexy and doesn't care about the show.
Fair. And then my favorite, my personal favorite, which is also the title of the next section, which is The Brother. Uh-huh. And this is where we're introduced to Frasier's brother, who did not exist on the show Cheers. Like, if you're familiar with Frasier, like, it's a spinoff from Cheers. And the brother, from my knowledge, since I have not watched the entirety of Cheers, is that the brother did not exist. At least... No one talked... He didn't talk about the brother.
Right.
But Niles is amazing. But right now, he's talking about Yoshi and his Zen garden and basically saying he cannot handle confrontation at all.
Right. And the thing is, like...
And, oh, also, not to interrupt, I want to say this is where we get introduced to Cafe Nervosa, which is also very important.
Yes. It is very important.
Because everything took place in a coffee shop. In the 90s.
Right.
If it was important, it was in a coffee shop. Because
pretty much.
You got Central Perk, which is Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Friends. It's on Netflix.
It is.
Also, Frasier is on Netflix, if you do not know that.
Frasier has been on Netflix as long as Netflix has existed, pretty much.
That is not true.
It seems that way.
It is not true, because I used to look for Frasier and it was not on there, and I was sad and I cried every day until it came on there, and then as soon as it got on there I got pneumonia, so I don't really know what happened. Maybe my body was like just so overcome with emotion it just like broke down. But Cafe Nervosa,
yes, weird thing about the Cafe Nervosa scenes watching this, and I don't know if it changes in the later episodes, is like, you probably didn't notice this because you watched the episode on TV, but I watched it on my phone with headphones in, and something weird is happening with the way the sound is mixed in this episode, where whenever they're in Cafe Nervosa, you know, obviously all the extras in the background are actually silent, and then they add voices later. Listening to it on my headphones, it doesn't sound like the voices are coming from in front of me, it sounds like they're coming from behind me. So it seems like you have Frasier and Niles in front of me talking, and then a bunch of people behind me having a conversation, but everyone I'm seeing in front of me is silent.
But that kind of makes sense, because think about when we're at a cafe, we're at a cafe right now.
Yes, we're recording this in a cafe, and we are... using noise canceling to make sure we don't hear.
Well, you can, if you want to pretend that you're in a cafe too, there's a program or like something, it's called like Rainy Cafe. Just turn off the rain or keep it. It's Seattle.
It is Seattle, yes. Be like you're in Cafe Nervosa.
And
where it's rarely raining outside.
So you can listen to this podcast and have Rainy Cafe going on at the same time.
Yes.
But make sure you put it in the background. But think about it. Me and you, we're talking.
Right.
And we can hear each other really loud.
Right.
And everything around us, it's just in the background.
Right, it's in the background. What I'm saying is, if I were facing you and there were people behind you, it would sound to me like there are people in front of me but behind you. But when I'm listening to the show, it sounds like nobody, everyone behind you is silent. And everyone behind me is talking a whole bunch. And it's a very strange... sort of thing. It's like everyone, it would be like if everyone
Roz,
behind you was just
moving. Roz, you did not do a good job mixing this episode.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just a weird thing in the pilot or if it's like every time the way the Foley mixing of this works, it's going to sound that way. But we'll see, like, in later episodes.
I'd like to keep track of everything in the order from Cafe Nervosa, and I think I missed some things already, but they order a Cafe Latte Supremo.
Yes.
Which
two of
is,
them, yes.
Well, not like...
Because they each order...
Right, right.
Yes.
Which I don't know what that is. I think... I don't know if it's a size or, like, it's super special or what.
I feel and like then it's a size, but...
Cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
A double espresso.
Yes. Which Frasier needs to calm his nerves.
Which is my favorite. one thing I noticed, there was a guy smoking in the background. Remember when you could smoke inside?
Yeah, in a cafe. Like, not, it's not like they're in a bar or something.
Well, at least it's a pipe, so it's very sophisticated.
Yes. Because I feel like you either love the smell of a pipe or you hate it, and you hate the smell of all smoking, so, like...
I think, also, now that it's not allowed in most places, people are way more sensitive to it than... Which is probably a good thing, since it's not good. It's not good for you.
No.
This is not a public service announcement, though, so we'll just keep on moving on.
No, that's what this podcast is all about.
No!
Promoting.
No!
No, it's not.
No. Okay. No. That's our other podcast. Stop Smoking, where Dave and I make jingles up to irritate you to the point where you will just do anything to make it stop.
Yeah, you're supposed to smoke while listening to that podcast, which will be annoying, and then you'll just associate annoyingness with smoking. That'll be up next. That'll be the next thing that we put up, so keep an eye out on Twitter.
So the next section.
Next chapter. Let's go.
Is The Father. And, strangely, the father doesn't show up in this section.
Nope. There isn't a father.
It's strange.
Spoiler, Frasier is imagining his father. His father has been dead the whole time. He's never alive.
Strange. Well, you spoiled the whole thing.
I'm sorry, I ruined it. You don't find that out until the last season.
So, Martin... we actually are introduced to the father.
We are, yes.
Martin, who, we didn't really talk about the brother section, about what's happening. We have not been talking about the plot.
No, we haven't been talking about the plot.
Okay, so the brother, Niles, comes in and says, our father hurt his hip because he was a police officer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they talk about that.
Martin talks about it later.
Okay. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
So I know all of the show, memorized. I can reenact every episode.
You've seen every episode 1,000 times.
Yes.
I've watched half of them once, and this one 6 times.
Yes.
I'm overprepared today. I will not be ever again.
So he says we need to take... So we got to do something about our dad, and tries to guilt him, saying, here, let's put him in a home. And he's like, oh, no, we can't do that because Frasier, he just won't allow that to happen.
He's the good son.
Right. But he doesn't actually want to really take his father in.
He's Macaulay Culkin.
No. I think Macaulay Culkin starts some kind of fire in that movie.
Right? Oh, no, he's definitely the bad one, but he pretends to be the good son. Anyway, sorry.
Okay. Listen to our The Good Son podcast, where we just talk about that movie over and over.
Yes, all the time.
Then we meet Martin moving into Frasier's eclectically furnished apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It's fancy. That is a fancy apartment. It's beautiful. Nothing matches. The best thing about it is, in this episode, since it's the pilot, there's some things that I'm used to that weren't there. Like, the telephone isn't where it is normally. And mm-hmm. he has a large collection of, African art that is not... Some pieces are there.
Yeah.
But it's everything's there, but, in a weird place.
Right. And his African art is referenced later in the episode, despite the fact that it's not very prominent...
No.
In the actual episode. It is actually...
But it's already becoming a joke.
Right.
Which I like.
Which is interesting because you don't see it, but somebody is still like... Yeah, we'll get into that. But
So, Martin's a character, a very grumpy old man.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves beer.
He does.
He has a favorite. Let's talk about that.
All right. Yeah. Sitting in the room right now, we have a couple of open Ballantines that we bought specifically for drinking because of this show.
Yeah, I didn't know that Ballantine was actually a real beer. Like, I thought it was something that was made up for the show.
Right.
And until I saw an ad for it, mm-hmm. and I was like, wow, this is real.
I think I knew that it was real, but I'd never seen it anywhere.
I'd never seen it anywhere either. Not that I was actually looking for it.
Right. And then when we were preparing to record this, I looked up where to find it, and it was like, you're going to have to drive 120 miles to New York to get it. And it was like, not worth it. Not in any way worth it.
I think you're not dedicated.
That's true. You're being replaced next week.
So if anyone is actually interested in watching Frasier with me and having that would drive 120 miles for beer, then not just any beer.
Ballantine.
You know.
I gotta say, if anyone's willing to drive 120 miles to buy some Ballantine when I could walk to a liquor store and buy some, then the poor life choices on their part.
I don't think so. No. I really don't think so. Okay, so Martin's there. He has his chair. Chair, very important. Mm-hmm. They mentioned that the chair vibrates on the show. It's a recliner.
Yep.
It's a Lazy Boy, though I don't know if it's a Lazy Boy brand.
I don't know. It's Lazy Boy-like.
It's a recliner.
Yeah.
And it's falling apart, and it's got duct tape on it, and he says that it vibrates. Mm-hmm. I do not believe it does in later episodes.
Well, I think that's another one of the strange things about the pilot, where they were just like, here's a thing, and then later...
It was a funny line. It was a funny line.
You're going to have to run an extension cord over here so I can plug in the vibrating part.
Yes, yes, that will be the crowning touch.
So, then we also find out, which is also the next little segment about Eddie.
Yep.
Everyone's favorite Eddie.
So, here's an interesting thing before we get into who Eddie is. There's a lot of build-up implying that Eddie's, like, some guy that's gonna move in.
Yes.
And it's like, this is a very weird idea. Like, assuming you're watching like, this for the first time.
He has, like, some strange roommate that might be, like, he lives with that he's, like, can't
Be
without.
Right. So if you're watching it for the first time, you have this guy who's moving in with his son, and the joke is apparently his best friend lives with him and has to come with him, but isn't helpful enough to, like, help him deal with the fact that he's got this hip problem.
So right,
like,
right.
So, like, it's a strange sort of joke, I think.
It is. It is strange. But then the big reveal happens, and we meet Eddie. Eddie is a Jack Russell Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the other Jack Russell Terriers listening. I know this is a big moment for you. Because we're all Eddie fans.
Yes.
I had a Jack Russell Terrier named Eddie. So...
Yep.
Which I believe that was a, like, subconscious choice. Uh-huh. I was just like, this dog shall be named Eddie. Crown. And
his coronation. You're like, yeah. You are now Eddie of Russell.
Sir Eddie.
Which, again, another thing related to the reveal of Eddie is, like, so there's this shot where you see Frasier and he's clearly uncomfortable and they're watching a movie or whatever, and then it pans over to show Eddie, and then the audience starts laughing. And this is one of those things I always think about when there are shows that I think are filmed in front of a live audience. It's like, why are they laughing then? Because the crowd would just see Eddie sitting there. So, like, I don't know the mechanics of, like, how you film an episode like that, and, like, that's sort of an interesting thing to me, is, like, how does that happen? Because the reveal, the laugh...
Push a button that says laugh.
It might, yeah, right, it may very well be that, like, the laughter light comes up. But it's just sort of, like, you're seeing Eddie the entire time, but nobody starts laughing until he was revealed on camera.
Staring at Frasier.
Staring at Frasier, because that's what he does.
That's what he does.
Yes.
He's weird.
He is weird. But anyway, I just think that's really fascinating. But
okay, the next little segment.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't have a name. The next segment that doesn't have a name is this is the one where there's we're back at Cafe Nervoso with Niles.
Yes, and they are talking about maybe it's not working out with the dad.
And Frasier mentions that Martin causes a small kitchen fire. Like, he tries to cook and causes a small kitchen fire, which I think seems strange. It's not like he's mentally incompetent. He's just got problems with his hip.
I think to show that he's just not responsible.
But I feel like he is. He seems like somebody who would be responsible. He's a cop. He was a very competent cop that happened to get shot in the hip. I don't think that would cause him...
I feel like I can't comment on this without spoiling things.
Okay. I'm just... From my perspective, as I don't know the rest of the show very well, I've seen a lot of it, but I don't know it super well, I think I view this as he was somebody who was competent enough to live on his own before he hurt his hip. it seems strange that he's suddenly the sort of person who would be irresponsible enough to cause a fire and things. Like, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't, because as like, I don't know the character well enough.
I just think that part's face.
She's making a face.
I'm making a face. I feel like I can't comment without maybe saying too
sure.
much.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I'm just.
But I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I think we'll come back to that.
Yes. Someday we'll discuss that again. Well, what? So this is where Niles suggests paying for a home care worker.
Yes. This is a setup.
Right. So it's a setup for, which, by the way, also Frasier isn't aware of the concept of home care workers.
These angels exist.
He's a successful psychiatrist who isn't aware that there are people, there are, like, in-home nurses.
Is he successful?
He's successful enough
to get a radio show.
To get a radio show.
On an AM. It's AM.
Yeah, but a lot of talk radio is on AM, though.
Does AM still exist now?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of AM stations have moved to.
I don't know, I have not listened to radio in the last 10 years.
I've listened to a fair amount. I don't now, but I used to listen to a fair amount of sports talk radio.
Yeah, sports is on that.
And I think like Laura Schlesinger, I think, was on AM radio, and she's like, she wasn't a psychiatrist, but she pretended to be one on the radio.
You mean Dr. Laura?
Dr. Laura, yes.
My mom would sometimes listen to Dr. Laura.
My mom did too, yeah.
And I was like, why are you listening to this? This is the worst advice I've ever heard in my entire life. Okay. So what we're reiterating that AM radio is not around anymore.
I don't know if that's quite what we're saying, but sure. Okay. Let's go with that. But isn't it weird that he doesn't know about that?
Sometimes people don't know stuff. Why? Don't judge.
I don't judge. I feel like it's part of his job. Like,
listen to our other podcast, Don't Judge.
Yeah, it's just where we tell people not to be judgmental.
By being incredibly judgmental.
We're very judgmental of people who are judgmental. It's the only acceptable situation.
Okay, the home care specialist.
Yes. New section. New chapter.
So all
whatever.
These people are being interviewed. With Frasier and Martin.
Which, by the way, starts with... You see the back of someone they've just interviewed. And I always find this very funny. He says,
I have never been more impressed with a human being in my life.
And then immediately slams the door in her face. Like,
oh, yeah. Because he's totally just making stuff up.
No, I think he is legitimately impressed. From what he says later, like, it seems like he's legitimately impressed with her. But it's like, how rude would it be, realistically, the way he
Frasier
just, like, slams?
Is sort of a snob. Don't know if you picked that up.
I did pick that, yes. But like,
a little snobby.
He's the tiniest
bit. He doesn't even want his father in there because he hates his chair so much.
Right, yes.
Who do we see?
We meet Daphne. Daphne Moon.
Best name.
Because we love the moon. And we love facts about the moon.
True moon facts.
Yes.
You can find that on Twitter.
Yes. All right, so.
You can't see me pointing, but I'm doing that. Yeah. I'm
to
doing
say that.
That
you find true moon facts on Twitter. That's
and
she's
I'm pointing.
Because we expect you, if you're listening at this point, to find that.
Good job.
Anyway.
Good job. All right. So let's hear about Miss Moon.
Well, I think the most important thing you have to know about Miss Moon is she's a bit psychic.
Yes.
She is a bit, which I think says everything you need to know about who she is.
She's British.
Yeah. Which, by the way, crazy women who are a bit psychic, again, very 90s. It's like cafes. And
well, Miss Cleo was around. Being psychic was very popular.
Yes. But I'm saying Phoebe, also, you know, a bit crazy, eccentric, a bit psychic. Usually doesn't work. Sometimes it does. It's very similar sort of thing happening there.
I didn't even think about that, but yeah. And I think there were probably other 90s shows with people that were a bit psychic.
It might have been, yeah. I feel like we'd have to go to the TV tropes on,
yes.
Like, a bit psychic. TVTropes.com/a bit psychic. I'm sure that's.
Listen to our other podcast where we talk about psychics.
Or TV Tropes. We just open a whole bunch of tabs.
I prefer TV trophies.
TV trophies.
You should see my vast collection. I have one. I won that Emmy that one time.
Did you?
Yes.
Impressive. For this podcast. Yeah. Weird, they broadcast just audio?
Well, I've been to the future.
Oh, okay.
And then I traveled back because I need
with
to
your
do, this,
Emmy.
Do this podcast.
Well, yes.
To make it exist.
Right.
Or, like, I'll be erased in the picture. And, like, it's really confusing.
It's just your picture. It's you with a picture of your Emmy, like, with your Emmy. But the Emmy is fading out.
Yes.
Like, from the picture.
Yes, I'm doing this for the Emmy.
Yeah, right.
I'm saving everything.
Saving the
world. Okay, Daphne.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. She dumps her purse out. She's like.
She has a broom in it?
She's frumpy.
She has a tiny broom in her
purse.
She's
likable, though. You want. Yeah. You just like. You like her. She's just immediately. You're like, oh, this woman's so strange and quirky and interesting.
She also appears to have a heart shaped box of chocolates. Or something in her
it's
purse.
It's probably a heart. An actual, like,
it's like
heart.
A beating heart that she's brought with her from Manchester.
Yes. Well, Martin is all for her.
Yes. Wants to hire her immediately.
And Fraser's like, no, 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 no. But in a nice way. Shocking.
Is it nice?
Not really.
It's as nice as Fraser gets.
She steps into the bathroom, the little bathroom.
Which, by the way, I find funny. Oh, sorry, were you going to say?
Full of African art.
Full of African erotic art.
Yes. That's if you're going to have that, you have it in the bathroom. The guest bathroom or whatever.
Yes.
Living room obviously. Guest bathroom.
If you want to make your... If there's anywhere you want to put the African erotic art, it's where you're going to make your guests most uncomfortable. It's like, send them into that room. If they're uncomfortable in there, they're not your friends. They shouldn't be your guest anymore. They should just go.
Be your guest, be your my guest, be
our guest. It's our guest. Yes.
Whatever. I haven't seen that. Watch our Beauty and the Beast.
Our Disney podcast.
It's not even a podcast. It's like a video. It's a video cast.
Video podcast.
Where we dress up.
Video cosplay podcast.
Yes.
Only of Disney princesses.
Yes.
I'm going to dress as Ariel.
Oh man, I'm also gonna dress as Ariel. Yeah. Number two Ariels.
Yeah, well, I was just gonna do it because of my long flowing red locks that I'm known for.
I was just gonna do it because I have all these locks and I lost all the keys. Has anyone seen my keys? Alright.
Anyway.
I feel like there should be like a toilet flushing noise right there because that's just like totally bomb. Alright, it was just not funny.
But,
okay.
But one thing I want to say about her going into the bathroom, she has this line. She says,
I'll just pop into the loo. You do have one, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, I love America.
And like, is she implying that where she comes from, like, in Manchester, most people don't have a bathroom? Like, it's very surprising that...
I feel like, yeah, they're making her a chav.
Yeah, but like,
not really.
Chav that
chav.
Doesn't even have a bathroom.
It's not really chav. That's not really a definition of chav. No. It's another word. I just wanted to say chav. One thing we find out when she comes out of the bathroom, mm-hmm. because Martin still is like, hey, she's the one for me,
mm-hmm.
is she thinks that she's going to be living there.
Right.
And that, uh-oh.
Womp womp.
We don't know.
That wasn't the plan.
So she kind of goes on her way.
And basically kicks off the wacky misunderstanding trope of that Fraser lives on. Like, what? That's not what we meant at all. Let's make that the entire premise of the show.
You're ruining everything.
What am I?
You're just spoiling the whole show for everyone.
Yeah, those of you who don't know, there's a lot of wacky misunderstandings in Frasier. Spoiler!
Alright, are we ruined at it. The end? Are we at the end? Should I go into the last section?
Well, there's one more thing.
Okay.
There's one other thing that happens in this episode.
Hit me.
That I think is very Frasier.
Not real, physically.
I'm not really going to hit you, but... anyway. So another Frasier trope that happens in this is, so when she goes into the bathroom, Frasier starts, he's standing literally on the other side of this door and yelling across the room at his dad. And it's like very much the like, she can definitely hear him. This is supposed to be a private conversation. She goes into the room, but she can definitely hear everything.
She's got the bathroom fan on. Those can be very loud.
It might be very loud.
It's just like, woo! I don't know what that noise
was. That sounded like, was that not, I thought you had a soundboard with a bathroom fan on it.
That was not what you just did. That was, I just did it.
That was impressive.
I know.
It's good. Bathroom fan noise. But, you know, like, this is going to happen over and over and over on this show, where people have private conversations that are super loud, where the person they're hiding from is right, like, a foot away.
I feel like that happens a lot in sitcoms. Like, let's step to the side and have a private conversation, but it's just shouting.
Yeah. Like, but I feel like it's very big on Frasier, because they often go into, like, the kitchen, which doesn't even have a door.
The kitchen is an open kitchen. Right. Like, it's like... You can
there's an open doorway area.
There's two open doorways.
It isn't even full of walls.
Yeah, the walls, you can see through. Their see-through walls are invisible.
Right. But they might as well just be in the same room. But
it should just be the stove in the middle of the living room.
Pretty much, yeah.
So.
But this is the first time that sort of thing happens. But.
Are we on the last
But yeah, section? Okay. But anyway.
We're going to hear about Lupi Velez. Please tell the story about Lupi Velez. Ross tells this quirky story because why?
Because Frasier feels like his life isn't going the direction that he wanted it to go, and so she's trying to make him feel better in that it could still work out by explaining that Lupi Velez, who just wanted to be well-remembered, decided to have this beautiful suicide, which is an interesting idea in itself, and then ended up dying face first in the toilet, pretty much. But is still memorable, so she got what she wanted. Hooray!
It all works out in the end.
It all works out, yes. Martin calls.
Well, Martin calls and pretends he's just a normal caller, but we know right away it's Martin.
Right.
Says that he had been having problems with his son. He just, like, moved in with him. And basically, it's this thing to just apologize.
Right.
So what do you think?
We didn't mention what he's apologizing for. We didn't mention the fight, though.
The fight that happened because of Daphne, sort of.
Right. And because it's, like,
Frasier feels like he's being taken advantage of a little bit.
And Martin doesn't want to feel like a burden, but he's literally called a burden by Frasier.
Yeah, and, like, you know, like, Frasier doesn't feel like Martin is appreciating what he's doing for him.
Right. And, by the way, in that fight, I find John Mahoney, who plays Martin, immediately shows himself as by far the best dramatic actor on the show. Like, Frasier has this moment where he almost breaks down crying, but I feel more for Martin and, like, the way John Mahoney plays that scene than I do for Kelsey Grammer's, like, near breakdown in it.
He's kind of really a good stereotypical father that has trouble expressing his emotions.
Yes.
Because in that scene, he does this very long dramatic pause. Mm-hmm. So long that... You think, like, did Netflix break?
Right. With the last time we watched it, we both happened to be looking away from the TV when that moment happened, and we both looked up to figure out...
It's like, is it buffering? What's happening?
And it was just like, no, this... That's
and it doesn't silent. Actually even feel that long when you're watching that
right.
scene. It just, if you look away or anything briefly, it's just, wow. And it shows, it's a powerful moment in the show.
Is. Considering how, like, fast and, like, snappy the dialogue usually is
it's
on, like, a
witty.
90s sitcom thing, to have that long of a pause is definitely stands out.
And so Martin calls, apologizes, Frasier sort of accepts it and says, oh, you know, I understand.
Mm-hmm. So they manage to apologize to each other and patch it up without having the, like, official I've actually spoken to you, so we have to have this weird father-son moment thing.
So it's still avoidance.
Right, it is still definitely avoidance, but, you know, they do what they gotta do, so it's
nice. It gets done, and then the episode ends.
Right, but before it ends, we get one more caller. A woman named Claire, who, like, had a breakup, and she's really sad, and Frasier tries to make her feel better using the story of Lupi Velez, which again, going to my earlier thing about Frasier being sort of a weird, not very good psychiatrist, he uses the story of Lupe Velez on the air. The story of Lupe Velez, the moral is sometimes suicide is the best option. Which is a
No. That is not the point of the story. The point of the story is that she got what she wanted, but the results might be unexpected.
No, I mean, yes, but what he's saying...
You're being too negative.
I just feel like a psychiatrist saying, look, suicide worked out for Lupe Velez. Like, it's just sort of a weird choice.
Poor Lupe.
I know.
Okay, ending thoughts.
Well, okay, so one thing I want to talk about, guest callers.
Yes.
All right, so I'll explain how guest callers work.
They call into the radio show.
Yeah, yes, but usually the guest callers are, a lot of times there's some famous actor who literally calls, like, from their house or something. It's not like they went into a studio and recorded it and they made it sound like a phone call. They literally call and record their lines.
Okay.
And,
So who was the callers on this episode?
Okay, so there are two guest callers. The first one is a guy named Griffin Dunn, who calls as Russell. He's the guy that gets cut off right at the very beginning of the episode, after the discussion with Bob, who we never hear. Okay, so now that's important because I looked up Griffin Dunn, and his face looked really familiar, but I couldn't figure out why. And I looked into it, and I realized it's because season three, he comes back as Bob. Diana knows who Bob is.
I know who Bob is!
And if you're really familiar with the show, you definitely know who Bob
is. That is very interesting. I did not know that. Yeah. Okay, so who was the other caller?
The other caller is Linda Hamilton, who played Sarah Connor in Terminator.
That is really cool.
Yes, very cool. So
there's a lot of people, and a lot of times they even disguise their voices, so you won't recognize who they are. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So also, do you know what Eddie the dog's real name is?
No, I do not.
Moose.
I actually did know that. And I'd forgotten. Yes, good old Moose.
I just love
Moosey
that.
Boy.
I
think they get, like, a personality complex, and, like, Frasier sits down with them, like, Eddie, Moose.
Yeah, maybe, like, but he would probably call him the wrong name anyway.
Because, probably.
Because that's how Frasier does.
That's how Frasier does.
That's how he does. Okay, so, any other things about, so this is the pilot, so we commented on the fact that, like, there's some things that aren't quite the same in the pilot that are as in that normally the way they normally work as the show fixes it. So which happens in every pilot, I think. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of things, and I think you mentioned one earlier, but the telephone wasn't a telephone in its
right.
normal place. I also noticed they're not in their normal seats at Cafe Nervosa. Like, they don't have their established corner area.
In the left corner.
They never
They were in that middle. Oh, they were in that one seat.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes they sit. They sit in different places in Cafe Nervosa.
They do, but they usually.
There's that left corner, but sometimes they're in that front area. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're in that middle, like front middle. I watch a show too many times. I've seen them at that table, but it's rare.
Yeah. When Daphne leaves the apartment, she turns left to walk away. She doesn't go to the elevator across the hall.
Yeah.
Which is how everyone leaves the apartment, usually. And also, when they discuss Daphne actually moving in, and that's decided, like, she could move in, Martin specifically mentions the only room left is across the hall from his apartment. Like, his room. So when you walk in, so when they show Martin moving in, Niles goes in and then takes the left. So that's where Martin's room is. Daphne's room is all the way across the apartment where you would turn right.
Yeah, it's like past the kitchen.
Right.
And past the piano and everything. Yeah, right. Which stays. Yeah, that's true.
So she's like, that room doesn't exist. The room that Daphne moves into doesn't exist.
Well, it's very interesting because I've seen, like, there's actually, like, blueprints, celebrity, right. like, blueprints of what they believe, like, the apartments look like, and I saw one and I was like, this is so weird looking.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't actually even make sense for a place.
Right. Well, that might be... It probably doesn't make sense for... Fraser's apartment probably doesn't make sense because he actually lives on a cliff in the woods. That was a thing I noticed... I found out once is that when they mention the view of the Space Needle and, like, they show it there, that view doesn't exist from an apartment. That's a cliff in the middle of a park. Like, there are no houses anywhere near where he would have to be to get that view.
I hate to burst your bubble, but this is a fictional show, yeah. And they can have whatever view of the Space Needle they want. And how... Okay, we've already said that Martin is a ghost dad.
Right, he might be
so
ghost dad.
So, his view is actually just, like, a posted up, like, a poster, like, squeegeed on to some, like... plexiglass or something. Right. So I think we've already figured it all out.
Maybe, yeah.
He's just insane.
Yes. Frasier
okay,
is...
You gotta keep listening to see if this all is true or not.
It might turn out to be... Frasier might have just gone crazy. He might still be in Boston. Maybe that's why he suddenly has a brother that he never had before. He doesn't really have...
Interesting theories. Keep listening to hear more of them.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Toss Salads and Scrambled Eggs is a production of TGIF Arcade. For more info about the show, find us at Frasier Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. You can also write to us at FrasierPod@gmail.com. Diana is @SweetLime on Twitter, and I'm SlowMotionWalter just about everywhere on the internet. If you like the show and want to help us do more, you could consider making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/TGIFArcade. Thanks for listening.
Good night, Seattle! We love you!